This is The Big Story with Lloyd Jackson. Top interviews from Paul W. Smith and Frank Beckman, and the most important stories of the day. Now, here's Lloyd Jackson.
Good evening and welcome to The Big Story here on News Talk 760 WJR, and it's a special edition tonight. Are you hoping to feel and look better? Will a more youthful appearance help you in today's tough job market? We've got answers to these and more of your questions because tonight's Big Story features Dr. Michael Gray, renowned cosmetic surgeon of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. If you have a question for Dr. Gray about cosmetic surgery or non-invasive procedures, you can give us a call right now, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's check traffic quickly. Southbound I-275 before I-94, there's an accident blocking the right two lanes. There's a long backup in the area. Light rain tonight, the low 48. Tomorrow, overcast with showers, high 52. Right now in Detroit, we have cloudy skies and 50 degrees. Once again, we have Dr. Michael Gray in studio, renowned cosmetic surgeon of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. And if you have a question for Dr. Gray about cosmetic surgery or non-invasive procedures, give us a call right now, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Dr. Gray, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, as you know, the holiday will be here before you know it. And are you finding more and more people are coming to you to enhance their appearance before they see the relatives and sit down for the holiday meal and the big turkey?
This year, especially because of the winter at this time, a lot of people want to improve their looks and they can hide out. It's not like during the summer. So you always during the winters, we have more business, more people looking to do that, especially around the holidays. I mean, people deteriorate over time, and then they get this one chance to see all their family. I'm getting ready to go down to Florida, visit mine. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'd like to do something before I go see them.
So now, a lot of times, I would think that you would get a person who says, you know, I can get this thing done or whatever procedure I want to have done, and then lay low until it gets nice outside again because it's about to start snowing. It's going to be cold. I don't really go a lot of places. And by the time the weather breaks, I'm healed and I'm looking good.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't even realize that a lot of these procedures don't even require downtime. Mm-hmm. They don't even have to hide out. You know, we do wear clothes. I mean, maybe on the face, you know, we have to,
right,
you know, maybe get a bruise or something. But, you know, a lot of people these days, when you walk into public and you have had something done, most people are curious what you did. They don't care that you did it. They want to know about it, you know, because they're considering it themselves. They're looking for information.
What about those who come in, and I'm sure you get these, who want to be able to compete in this tough job market against the younger folks who are really up there getting the job?
You know, we're seeing more and more people going back to work. People that were retired, they want to go back to work, or they're bored, they retired, and they want to go back to work. So they're coming in, and, you know, elderly people, and, you know, as you get older, your skin just keeps on growing, and eventually you have more skin. They're doing things like facelifts and taking care of their eyes. You know, no one wants to look at you, and, you know, you think they're tired, you know, and they're not. It's just, it has nothing to do with being tired, having bags under your eyes. It's the fat that's coming from underneath the eyeball that's bulging forward, so we can remove that. And, you know, a lot of these procedures, like I said, they involve skin. So if you ever get a cut, you touch a cut, it hurts. If you don't touch it, it's fine. So these procedures are tolerated very well. You know, my advice to people is just don't touch the cut.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray, and Barbara's on the line from Clark Lake. Barbara, what's your question tonight?
Yes, I heard about some kind of wand you could put over your stomach and it would kind of like melt the fat. Is that safe?
Is it safe? Yes. I mean, there's all different types of wands. You know, there's ultrasonic waves, which are specific to fat. They liquefy the fat, but then we remove it through small little puncture holes, and that's the external ultrasonic-assisted lipo. Fat has no pain fibers in it. The skin can be a little irritated. Like I said, if you touch a cut, it hurts. Mm-hmm. It feels like a Charlie horse or a pulled muscle. It's tolerated very well. All these things are safe. In the fatty layer, there's nothing of importance. It's below the skin and above the core of your body. It's above the muscles. So in that layer, we can reduce, and that's where most people store their fat.
All right, Barbara, thank you for your call. Let's go to Desiree from Detroit, who has a question for Dr. Michael Gray. Good evening, Desiree.
Hi, Dr. Gray. My question is, I'm a 44-year-old African-American woman, and I have now seen on my face freckles or mole-like freckles on my skin, and I wanted to know the safest way to remove them.
Well, it depends on how what they look like. That's something that would need to be evaluated. Certainly, you know, most likely it's benign, but it has to be evaluated and checked. If it's elevated, it can be shaved flat. If it's in the skin and flat, then there are lasers that can remove pigment.
Okay.
All right, Barbara. Desiree, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa, what are some of the more popular surgeries, Dr. Gray, that you perform?
Well, I perform them all, you know. But in the world, the most popular, everyone hates fat, fat-free food, fat this, fat that, that. We're hearing reports about, you know, the countries getting even fatter. So basically, the body wants to store fat, and we want to eliminate it. So liposuction is the most popular procedure performed. And of that, the newest machine to do this is Smart Lipo MPX.
Okay.
And this machine is a laser that goes with a fine filament underneath the skin and basically just destroys the cell. And you're born with the same number of cells that you'll die with unless you come to me, and I'll take care of that. But fat cells get bigger and smaller, okay? So your body's goal is to store for a rainy day. So if we destroy the cell, it's not there to store.
Okay.
So when we treat a problem area of the body, you're not likely to gain fat back in that area, but it never goes to weird areas. Everybody thinks that muscle turns to fat. It has nothing to do with that. Muscles, you're also born with the same number of muscle cells, and they just get bigger. So what happens when people work out, their muscle cells are getting bigger. You're not getting more of them. And when people eat, you're storing fat. So what we do is we basically eliminate those cells. We can either do ultrasonic lipo, which removes the cells, and we can combine that with laser that destroys the cells. In so doing, that laser is one of the key treatments of cellulite, abnormal fat cells. So that laser allows me to destroy those cells and make the fat smoother.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you'd like to speak with Dr. Michael Gray, he's in studio taking your calls. Let's go to Colleen in Ann Arbor. Colleen, what's your question tonight for Dr. Gray?
Hi, Doctor. I don't understand how you can strip varicose veins. What does that do to the circulatory system, I mean, down in your legs? How does the blood flow still work if you are, you know, stripping veins?
Well, the basic problem I find, Lloyd, is that people don't understand anatomy. It's not something they do, so a lot of people don't even know what we do. Basically, the superficial veins that you have, varicose veins are worm-like veins that dilate due to the valves that are inside them that are not holding the blood and pushing it back towards the heart with muscle action. These superficial veins are not required, not needed. That's not the main focus of this. It's a side road. The main vasculature is deep under the muscles, so we're not disturbing those. What we're doing is removing the superficial ones, and these are not the ones. Once they become worm-like structures, they're inadequate for use for CABGs, you know, coronary artery bypass grafts. The vascular surgeons don't harvest those. So these vessels are basically worthless. They don't do anything for you. It's not the main pathway where the blood returns to the heart. So these can be removed at leisure.
Colleen, thank you for your question tonight. Let's go to John at 800-859-0WJR. John from Ohio. How are you, John?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. What's your question tonight?
My question is, I went on a roller coaster this year, and I noticed the picture, and I see a lot of loose skin. Is that a good thing for a good candidate for a facelift type thing? I don't, you know.
Well, everyone's confused about this. Skin grows. It's not you're losing your elasticity. That's not the main problem.
And welcome back. A special edition of The Big Story with Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. And he's here to take your calls at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's go to Liam, who's in Detroit, with a question for Dr. Gray. Liam?
Hi. How are you guys doing this evening?
Great.
What is it? My question is that, just a little background, I had, being a Vietnam veteran, I'm just covered in scars. My daughter said, geez, Dad, you must be a real hero because you're just covered in scars. And it took me a long time before I would even wear shorts because my legs were so badly scarred. I just recently had a colectomy, and I've got a scar that a wound scar that runs from just below my diaphragm all the way down to my pubis area, and this is a really ugly scar, and from the operation, and I'm already just getting past the point where I can wear shorts. Now I feel I'll never be able to, you know, go out without a shirt on, you know, like go to the beach or whatever. Is there anything you can do for that?
Yes. Again, it depends upon what the scar looks like, so I'd have to see you. What people fail to understand, it's not the scar on the skin, it's the path in. So when you're gluing, basically we're glued together. So when we're re-gluing together after an injury, the skin can glue to the muscle underneath and it can be indented, right? And that can be repaired. But, you know, someone has to come to me or someone like me to do that. So depends on where the scar is located. We can revise that and fix that. If it's widened, we can fix that too. Again, it'll always be a scar.
An option I had, I was just going to go to a tattoo parlor because of the staples they
Don't
used.
Don't do that.
And you just have them tattoo a zipper.
I wouldn't do that if I was you, because you know you might traumatize your children. I don't. That's not something I would do. I've placed zippers in people for trauma, where we had to go back and forth, back
right.
and forth, sterile zippers, where we wouldn't want to keep on opening up the abdomen.
Right.
But that's not. We can revise that. One of the things that I avoid is putting staples in people or sutures on the outside, because that will leave dots, which is a scar. On each side of the scar. So the only thing that I can control with people is I don't do those dots. So I would first attempt to revise that scar before you go out and start tattooing your body.
Liam, thank you so much for your call. And speaking of tattoos, I'm sure you get people who come in who want to get tattoos removed. They had them when they were teens, and now there's like, okay, I don't want to look at this anymore.
See, my perspective is where people come to talk about these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see is people get tattoos. I ask them about it. And, oh, don't ask me. That's the biggest mistake of my life. Because you're always going to change your style, you know, and your style always changes. Once you tattoo an image on your body, unless it's your kids or your kid's name or your family members, you're going to get sick of looking at that image. It's just a matter of time. If you put it on your back, maybe you won't get sick, but someone else might get sick.
All right.
You know.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's go to Jean from Adrian, who has a question for Dr. Michael Gray. Jean?
Yeah, mine's really simple. When you do the tummy, you get rid of the fat. I want to know what the price is.
Well,
it probably varies.
No, that's not really. Let me explain to you. It goes skin, it goes fat, it goes muscle. Muscles don't grow, they enlarge. But they can stretch. So the distances between the muscle and your tummy can widen, and your muscles can become protuberant. And if it's a muscle issue, we have to fix the muscle. If it's a volume issue, we're going to reduce the volume. That's some sort of liposuction procedure. If it's a skin issue, we're going to take care of the skin. If it's a combination of issues, you have to do a combination of procedures. So there's no way that anybody can answer your question until you sit down, we review exactly what's going on, what your concerns are, and then we can, you know, go over that with you. But remember, by your pelvis, there's hardly any fat. So if you have more fat above and less fat below, when you just trim the skin, you're still going to have more fat above than below, but it's going to be a step off.
Gene, thank you for your question. And also, Dr. Gray, I'm sure there is financing available for patients who come
in. Yeah, there's a lot of companies out there that finance. And you know, I've operated 28,000 people in the last 13 years from all over the world. I've always wanted to be a surgeon. I don't do this because I have to do this. I do this because I need this in my life. This is what I wanted to do ever since I was a kid, and I work because I want to work. So I never dig people.
Okay.
You know.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa is here to answer your questions. Let's go to Dave from Detroit, who has a question for Dr. Michael Gray. Dave?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Pretty good. I was calling. I had a similar question to the last caller about liposuction. In, like, people that have, like, large amounts, like they're overweight, 50, 100 pounds, first of all, how intensive is that and what type of procedures? I was going to ask a similar question about cost, too, but I know it varies depending on the situation. But how intensive is that and the recovery and the actual procedure itself when you're dealing with that large Well,
it's not how large you are. I do large volume reductions for people, and I do impose limits on what we're going to, how much we're going to do at a certain amount of time. But you know, it's a procedure that can be performed, and we reduce fat, and there's no downtime. It feels like a Charlie horse. Now, certainly, the more parts of your body you do, the more Charlie horse you feel. Just like, you know, if you were bruised. But there's no downtime. I want you on the treadmill that evening. You have to do lipo. Lipo is the most popular procedure performed in the world, not because it works. It's because there is no downtime. Tummy tucks work. Facelifts work. But it doesn't make it popular because there's some recovery that goes with it. It's not so much of a recovery. It's restrictions. But for lipo, there's none. So people can basically do what they want. It's tolerated great. I did mine. You know, people, I've spoke about it on the show before.
Yes, you have.
You know, it's like, you know, you have people have to understand, who would I go to? Am I going to teach my competitors how I want it done because that's the way it should be done? Or, again, it's secretive. Or am I just going to sit back and let them touch me and not like the way it is? I'm not going to do that. So it was really no big deal. I did it on a Friday. I was back to work Saturday. I was in the gym that evening. It's a Charlie horse. No big deal.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's take this call before we go to break from Steve in North Carolina. Steve, what's your question tonight?
Hey, my name's Steve, calling you from Brevard, North Carolina, catching you on a skip tonight. And my question is, I chronically get these lipomas, which are basically fatty tumors just under the skin. I've had at least 7 removed for cosmetic reasons. Is there anything I can do to prevent these things?
Starve. No, there's nothing you can do about this. As they arise and as they bother you, you have to either remove them by destroying them with the laser. There are options for you, or we have to excise them. Okay, we can also suck them out through a puncture hole. So there's 3 options. Cut it out, you'll get a scar. Suck it out, or blast them away with the laser.
And these are, they tell me these are just basically fatty tumors that just, for whatever reason, grow under the skin. Is there any danger associated with them?
In very, very rare instances, less than 1%, they are called liposarcomas. And any cell in the body can turn into a tumor. These are slow-growing, but lethal in time, but it's very, very rare. And it's not something that you should worry about.
Steve, thank you so much for that call from North Carolina, 731, and you're listening to The Big Story, Special Edition. Coming up, more of your calls with Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. And for more information, you need to visit the website, anewyou.com. Let's head over to the WJR Big 7 Traffic Center and get the latest on the roadways. Here's Peggy Hodge. And welcome back to the Big Story Special Edition. And tonight we welcome Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. He is in studio waiting to take your calls at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's talk about eyelid surgery, Dr. Gray. Is it better to remove...
Are you looking at mine? You're not looking at mine.
No.
Okay, good.
Is it better to remove or reposition the tissue in the upper eyelid?
Well, you know, what people have to understand is there's many ways to treat a problem. And I feel that the best method to treat the problem is to treat it versus hiding it. And yes, we can do different things, you know. And basically, you have to educate the patient on each of the procedures. They each offer a benefit. It must be right for the patient. This requires a clear understanding of exactly what the procedures offer and then what options does the patient have. We can inject Botox a certain way that can elevate the eyebrows. Now, this is, you know, I do Botox. Mm-hmm. If you look, you can see I barely move, but the sides go up.
This, yeah.
And it elevates my apex of my brow. And in a male, I would be hesitant to do a brow lift, because I don't know what's going to happen with the hairline. And eventually the hairs may recede. Uh-huh. And I got to think about this when I'm talking to someone. And it's certainly always someone's choice. So in the future, then you may see the scar. And we were talking about earlier, scars are permanent.
Uh-huh.
You can add volume underneath the eye for the tear trowel. That's where the tears roll down under the cheek.
Okay.
But that not necessarily is the issue. Most often not, people see shadowing and it's not pigment. And it's really the fat bulging over the edge of the bone, and the best treatment for that is actually removing the fat. Eye surgery is tolerated real well, but there's some restrictions. I don't want you straining yourself for about a week, but it doesn't hurt. Upper lid grows, and eventually, you know, you have more skin folding over, and the best treatment of that is to trim, and then there's combinations that your brow droop. That's why you have the upper skin. So all this has to – we have to go over the patient what they want. So there's not one clear answer what's better.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Gray, I want to talk to you about facelifts and neck lifts and eye lifts. A lot of calls about that, a lot of people wanting to know about that, something that people are really interested in.
Well, if it happens to me, I'm doing it. The biggest problem is if you only have so much life to live, and this is medicine, but it's elective medicine. It's not obligatory like you have to take out your gallbladder.
Right.
And it follows the same rules, just that people actually think that they can fix the problem. I have my job because I'm the guy that was trained to fix actually these problems, just like the air conditioning guy fixes the problem with the air conditioner. I don't do that. So, but because it's not obligatory, people don't have to come to me, but eventually they do. If you come later on in life, you only have that much more time to enjoy. And mental torture plays a big role on your health. You know, so all these lifts just involve skin. All we're doing is trying to hide the scar in the natural folds of the body so they're not visible. Mm-hmm. Some procedures require some visibility of the scars, and other procedures hide very well. So these facelift procedures hide very well around the ear. Eye lifts hide very well in the natural folds of the eye. Neck lifts hide very great behind the ear and in the hairline. And it involves skin. And people don't understand. You touch the cut, it hurts. You know, it's minimal, if any, discomfort. And the people that do these things, that experience these things once, realize that this is not like open-heart surgery or taking out your gallbladder. These procedures are tolerated very well. The recoveries are easy. Yes, you may have some swelling. Maybe you have a bruise, but swelling and bruising goes away. And there's really not these big issues that people wonder about when they're going to get the gallbladder out or the colon removed and things like that.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957, if you have a question for Dr. Gray. I want to ask you about the Fraxel treatment that you're offering at the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa.
Yes, we have a lot of lasers, and lasers are basically used to treat the skin, and they can go deep and they can go superficial. Fraxel is the first laser. Remember I was talking about CO2 is
right.
Confined to the face. Fraxel was the first laser that allowed me to move off the face and actually treat the problems with the body. It works great with the hands, you know, how you get older with your hands and pigment in the skin and the changes and the wrinkling. It allows me to treat the hands. It allows me to treat women. They bake in the sun. Their chest becomes all burnt and discolored, mm-hmm. wrinkled. And allows me to treat that. So what it does is it produces a sunburn type appearance of the skin. But while doing that, it treats the problems with uneven pigment, wrinkles, sun damage, texture, scars, and also tightens the skin because we know that heat causes the tissue to tighten. And then there's different degrees of lasers. A woman came into my office the other day. We transferred fat into her hands because as people get older, they lose the fat in their hand, and you can start seeing the tendons through the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So we use fat to also restore volume. So not only do we remove the extra skin, we restore volume, we treat the texture of the actual skin as it gets older. And we have lasers that treat the blood vessels that appear on the skin. And all this is tolerated very well.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa, Sue's been waiting patiently from Brownstown. Sue, what's your question tonight for Dr. Gray?
Hi, Dr. Gray.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. My skin is generally very smooth, but I have one section of skin on my arm that I would describe as bumpy skin. It doesn't go away. It's not from cold. It's just always not smooth.
One question. Under the arm or on the arm?
Well, this is actually near the elbow, kind of on the underarm.
Okay. Well, it could be psoriasis.
Well, I know it's not that because I have psoriasis in one other place. And this is not anything that's like scabby or anything. It just bumps.
It could be glands that are clogged. It's something that we'd have to look at to see. It's hard to have you describe it and me diagnose this over the phone. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we'd have to see in the office.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sue. But what about a person, Dr. Gray, who you talked a little bit about the Fraxel treatment. Would that work or help a person who has vitiligo?
Well, no, it's more for pigment that's dark, not restoring pigment.
Okay.
Vitiligo is a disease of that attacks the melanocytes, the melanin cells that produce pigment, and not exactly know why it occurs, but Fraxel wouldn't treat that.
Have you treated anyone with vitiligo in the skin deep spot?
Well, we have a medical tattooist, and what we do at times is we tattoo the white spot to the color of the skin.
Okay. And when we were talking about tattoos earlier and stuff. And you can remove those, but some are more difficult to remove than others. And I'm
right.
Sure.
We have a laser. There's a laser light has visible light and invisible light, and they all have different wavelengths. Once we develop the technology to pull that specific pure light out of thin air, then we can figure out what it does. And each laser does different things. The MedLight 4 is a laser that's used to treat these pigments in that people use for tattoos. And yes, there are pigments that are more difficult to remove than others, but basically the homegrown tattoo that's green and dark, those go away very quickly.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Gus the Barber from Monroe is on the line. Gus?
Good evening, Dr. Gray.
How are you?
Fine as a frog hair. If a frog had hair, to be fine. Sir, what I'm getting at is we got married 50 years ago, sweetest day.
Congratulations.
That's right, congratulations.
No, if she can put up with me, she can put up with anything for 50 years. I weigh 149 pounds. I can still fit my military uniform that I went in the Army with in 1957. I would like her to lose 15 ugly pounds on the backside. She's had three children. I know women put on weight when they have kids. And they can also work it back off, like you said.
What do you mean by backside? Are you talking about the buttocks?
You got it, sir.
Okay.
Yep. Fat in the can, I call it.
Well, here's the way. You can't wish fat to go away in a certain area. Even if she diets,
okay, that's
you cannot diet a spot away.
Yeah.
So what happens with the population, and you know, you as an individual wouldn't see this because they don't come to you. As a population, the way it works, when you lose weight, it's going to come out of the face and breasts in females first, face in males. You can't spot diet anything. And if you go to the gym and you step on that Stairmaster, stepping aerobics, do lunges, you're going to get bigger.
Okay.
So that's not going to work. If you have a problem, we attack the problem. And what we do is we reduce the fat as a procedure in that spot. Because if that's the only spot that bothers her.
No, she's got the love handles too.
Well, I mean, we all have a few spots, but I took care of mine. But that's the spot that bothers her. So if you do something like starving yourself, you can't treat that spot by doing that. It's like redecorating your entire house because you don't like the painting. So what we do is we reduce that with external ultrasonic lipo, and then we can hit it with the laser MPX lipo and get even more reduced.
Okay,
but you'll never go flatter than the muscles and bones. So if her muscles are big because you went to the gym, your muscles are big because you go to the gym.
Can I ask you this, Doctor?
Sure.
A lot of people live to eat. They love to go out to eat, eat, eat. They got to go out to eat, okay? I reverse it. I only eat to live. In other words, you only need so many calories a day, and that's what I do. You know
yes.
what I mean? And you don't. In other words, if you eat Big Macs all the time, you can keep eating Big Macs, or you can go in there and have a glass of water and something simple and still get by on it. So what I'm getting at is with this liposuction, can you get off 15 love pounds, I call it. We're going on a cruise in January, and I want her to fit this new bathing.
What happens after lipo?
Yes, sir.
Is that the body's metabolic rate increases, and you still have to be good. You still have to eat the right things. I'm not saying you not to exercise, but you need to pick the proper exercising. But when you're exercising, you have to watch your body at all times because you can change things you don't want to change. And when you gain weight back, it doesn't go back where you want. It goes wherever it wants to go. So everyone's a different machine.
I know that.
Our genetics are different, and they works differently with everybody. So I'm not saying that I can remove 15 pounds, but I can remove poundage, and I can shape the butt. It doesn't matter the pounds. What it matters is your shape. So let's not look at the scale. It doesn't matter. It's what you look like that's important. So the scale means nothing. You just associate the scale with fat, but what about the bones? What about the muscle and things like that? That also changes the scale. So if people go to the gym, they make the muscles bigger, they may have less fat, but the scale's going up. Fat weighs less than muscle.
Gus, thank you for your call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. More of your calls for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa coming up. And if you need more information on Dr. Gray, go to anewyou.com. We'll be back with more of your calls. Rod, stay right there. We'll be back here on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to The Big Story on News Talk 760 WJR. Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa is here to take your calls at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Dr. Gray, I'm telling people to go to the website, and I'm not telling them to go to the website because I haven't gone to the website myself. I have anewyou.com. Tell us about that site. It's a great site.
Well, we have an even greater site that we've been trying to launch for the last 9 months. It's frustrating me. It's just so
You're very impatient, aren't you?
Oh, I tell you. It's technologically very advanced. We have a navigation assist. Actually, someone that comes on board and actually is there on the screen talking to you and directing you through the whole site. It's just a matter of getting it. It's so complicated getting it launched. And this site is good, but the new site has just – a huge gallery of photos. I mean, like I said, I have about 28,000 people, but we haven't really spent a lot of time. We've been so busy in my office. We haven't really spent the time updating our site. We put some photos up there, but we have books and books and books and discs of photos of patients that we've operated on, testimonials of people. It's just now with the new age of everything's on computers, you know, we've been trying to launch this new site. So this is the old site that people are going to be looking at.
Which is still wonderful.
Right. But the new site will even be more wonderful.
When do you think you'd be ready to launch it?
You know,
you've been trying.
I said I wanted it next month. But
if it was you, it would be yesterday, right?
Right, exactly. Hopefully within the next month.
All right.
It's going to be up there.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's go to the phone lines. Rod has been waiting patiently. Rod, what's your question tonight?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Go right ahead, Rod. What's your question?
I have a mole on my face I've had since, actually, I can't remember, but it's about the size of a pencil end. It's right above my lip on my right-hand side. I was wondering if he could cut that off or a laser and what kind of mark it would leave.
Well, if it's small, I'll probably leave a small mark. If we're shaving it off, I'll probably leave no mark. So basically, just come on in. I'll take a look at it. The consultations are free. There's no charge to talk with me, and we can go over what you want to do.
Rod, thank you for that. And Dr. Gray's number is 248-538-3333. 248-538-3333. Steve has a question from Detroit for Dr. Michael Gray. Steve?
Yeah, see, I have a question about rosacea. My primary physician had diagnosed me with that, and I was wondering if there's something in my diet or what I'm missing to correct the problem.
You cannot correct the problem. I can. I'm the one trained for this. Basically, to correct this, you'd have to come in and we use limelight, which will basically, their capillaries, very small. They give the red hue, like when you get flushed from running, the red hue of the capillaries, the blood pressure goes up. And this is a permanent hue because they're there. And basically, the laser will just seal them shut and they will go away. And it doesn't hurt. I've had it done just last week on my face.
Steve, thank you for your call tonight. Let's go to Doris at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Doris from Toledo.
Yes. I would like to know, I have been wondering about getting a face uplift, a nose job, and I kind of undecided, and I have heard that it was a kind of a dangerous operation, and because I do have some health problems.
Well, we're going to take all that into consideration when we see you in the office. What you have to do is basically be educated. It's not a dangerous procedure in the right hands. People who are experienced do this all the time. It involves the skin. It's not a big deal, but it's something that you're going to have to sit down with me. We're going to have to go over, and we're going to take all your medical history from you, review it with you, and then we'll see where we go.
Doris, thank you for your call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Pam from Clinton Township has a question for Dr. Michael Gray. Pam?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Good. I wanted to know, I've seen it on TV, if you do that Brazilian butt lift and what's involved with that.
Basically, the Brazilian butt lift is transferring fat from one part of your body to another. And basically, it's not really a butt lift. It's a butt enlargement. Okay? So basically, we can inject the fat into different parts of the body. The buttocks is one of those areas, and we can enlarge where you're deficient. And it gives the appearance of a lift, but basically, it's just filling you out. A true lift actually involves an incision, which we try to avoid.
How many lifts do you think you do?
You know, I operate about 10 people three times a week, so about 30 people a week. And of that, I probably do about 5 a month Brazilian butt lifts, which is what this is, actually just transferring fat. But we do, you know, today I did 2 people. We transferred fat to the cheeks. One of the biggest things that happen when you diet, and these were young girls, is that they lose it in their face and they have no shape to the mid portion of their face. So what we do is we transfer fat. It's like smiling.
Okay.
And it, like in my face, I smile, you see the volume restore, I look more youthful. So it restores the volume to that area, and it's just your fat.
You know, we get a lot of men, too, who have called in the past, and I want to, you know, talk about this again before we go, about the wrinkles, the lines in the forehead. And a lot of men will call and say, how can I get rid of the lines in the forehead? It's something that you can do.
Botox. Botox is the only chemical in the universe that we have to do this. And those wrinkles in the forehead, crow's feet, between the furrows of the brow, those are due to the muscle. Initially, you paralyze it, they go away. Over time, if you neglect them, it will become a true wrinkle, and then you're going to move into laser surgery. So I do Botox there, see?
Okay. All right.
You guys see out there?
And what about lips? So people who come in who want to have fuller lips?
Very common. We have injectables, fillers that can do it temporarily, Restylane, Juvederm, and we have more permanent options that are Allederm.
Let's go to the phone lines once again, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Michael's calling from Cleveland. Michael, good evening.
Hello. I have a skin tag on my under my left armpit and some in my, you know, by my inner thighs. And I was wondering what causes those and how, if you can remove those.
It's typically a virus, and it could be removed very easily, but just snipping it. It's gone.
Oh, okay.
Or we can tie a string to it and attach it to a door.
Oh, my God.
Like a tooth.
Already, but I mean, is there...
No, they're very easy. We just snip it off. If you want them numb before you snip them off, that's fine. It depends on how many you have and how uncomfortable it'll
be. Yeah, there's about 4 or 5, and they're small.
Very simple.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that call, Michael. Newyou.com is the website. Dr. Michael Gray, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. We always learn a lot.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And tell us once again your phone number, because I'm sure people are going to be calling tomorrow wanting to know how they can talk to you and sit down and have that consultation.
I'm going to give my office phone, because last time I gave the cell and it just blew up on me. It's 248-538-3333.
And you're located once again?
It's in West Bloomfield off of Daly Road.
Okay, very easy to get to. Dr. Michael Gray, thank you for coming in.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Biggest Hour on Detroit Radio. My producer tonight is Rosanna Kelly. My engineer, Dana Eason. I'm Lloyd Jackson. Have a great night. Remember that the Coach's Show coming up next, followed by Mark Levin. Once again, I'm Lloyd Jackson. Have a great evening. And you know, if it's big news, you'll hear it here on The Big Story.
Talking about what matters to you. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM and stay up to date online at WJR.com.